Sam, are you okay?
Dean's voice was hoarse from yelling at their mysterious kidnappers. They'd been set upon at night when they'd returned from a hunt, exhausted and with their guard down. Attacked from behind, heavy nets had wrapped them up before they could get their knives out, binding them so tightly that their arms couldn't move. Dean had threatened them until his voice gave out, but their implacable kidnappers simply carried on with throwing them into a van, then unloading them several miles later into an empty barn, far from any other buildings, judging from the glimpse Dean caught as they were shuffled into the building. Sam finally replied, his words faintly slurred.
"Yeah, I'm fine. Dean, what happened? Where are we?"
"I don't know, Sam, but we'll figure it out."
"We always do," whispered Sam, and then he was quiet again. Dean lost track of time as they lay there. Eventually, men came and released them from the nets, but they were guarded by more men who kept guns trained on the Winchesters. Dean knew this was not the time to try anything. Once they were unbound, all the men backed away, and Dean sat up to see where they were. They were in a fucking cage. Memories of the benders raced through his head. He looked around frantically, shaking Sam's shoulder as he did so. "Sam, wake up! Sam!" Sam sat up and shook his head, apparently regretting that as he put a hand on the back of his head with a grimace. "Dean, where the fuck are we? How did they get the drop?" His words cut off as he too looked around. Dean saw the fear grow in his hazel eyes.
"Dean, are we—"
"Relax," drawled a deep voice from outside the cage. "You are not prey to be hunted or some sort of sacrificial offering. You are... you are entertainment."
"We're nobody's fucking entertainment," shouted Dean. "Let us out of here."
He turned to Sam, running his hands over his brother to check for any other wounds.
"That's quite accurate," said the voice. "You are the fucking entertainment. You will fuck to amuse and titillate our guests."
The Winchesters looked at each other, stunned.
But we're brothers," protested Sam. "We can't."
"You can, and you will. Otherwise, you will be killed. You must prove so interesting and arousing that we decide to let you live. Perhaps even to set you free." Dean and Sam looked at each other in horror.
"What if we refuse?" asked Sam belligerently.
"This is a game known as fuck or die. If you refuse to fuck, you die." Sam grabbed Dean's arm.
"Dean, we can't. How can we do this?"
He ran a frantic hand through his hair. Dean caught the agitated hand and pulled it down.
"It's okay. We'll just pretend we're someone else. No one will ever know about it but us."
He cupped Sam's chin.
"Hey, we can do this. We're strong. And afterward, we'll forget it ever happened."
"I don't even think I can get hard now," Sam mumbled. "How are we supposed to have sex?"
"I hear ya. These aren't the circumstances that say, let's get busy," Dean snorted.
Half a dozen water bottles, some protein bars, and some oranges were thrust into the cage.
"Eat, drink, refresh yourselves before your display."
Dean was pretty sure the food or water had been probably doctored, but they were indeed hungry and thirsty.
"Can't go down swinging if we can't swing," he said, and they both ate some of the food and drank thirstily.
Sam felt it first.
"Shit, Dean, they put Viagra or something in there. I'm getting twitchy and I'm not even horny." He cursed and flung the empty water bottle away.
Dean was starting to feel like he wanted to find a quiet corner and jerk off.
"Yeah, I think you're right, Sam."
His clothes were starting to irritate him, and his dick was definitely getting jumpy. A little while later, Sam cursed again. Shit, Dean. It's worse than that. His voice quavered. I think it's triggering my heat. Dean froze in horror. Sam was right. His heat was coming on fast and strong, probably triggered by the drugs. He was sweating, thirsty, feverish, and he couldn't sit still, constantly fidgeting. His long fingers plucked nervously at his jeans until Dean finally took them and held them so he'd calm down. Dean, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. They must have put something in the water. I'm not due for another week and a half, Sam whispered. Dean shushed him. It's okay, little brother. It's not your fault. Heck, maybe it's going to help make this easier. We're just answering a biological call. If we were stranded on a desert island, we'd have to do this exact same thing. He looked into Sam's eyes. I am going to take care of you the very best I can. I'm not going to hurt you or do anything against your will. You make all the calls, okay? Sam looked at him with a mixture of trust and lust. Okay, Dean, but we better start soon. Dean went to the bars of the cage. Come on, then. Let's get this show on the road. My brother isn't going to suffer so you assholes can get your rocks off. Bright lights switched on, spotlights focusing on the Winchesters. With the angle of the lights, the rest of the place remained in the dark to Dean's eyes, and he couldn't see who was out there. He could hear them now, a range of voices murmuring, male and female, the shuffling of chairs, small ripples of laughter. He could smell the sulfur of matches and the heavy scents of cigars, cigarettes, and perfume. Winchesters, undress and stand up. The deep voice commanded them loudly. Dean unbuttoned his shirt angrily, throwing it into a corner of the cage. Looking out at the darkness defiantly, he stripped off his t-shirt, boots, jeans, boxers, each item getting hurled after his shirt. Naked, he planted his feet apart and crossed his arms on his chest, glaring at their unknown audience. Like what you see, you sons of bitches! He turned to check on Sam and found his brother already naked as well. Sam took Dean's breath away. He never realized how beautiful his brother really was. Sam was a pain in his ass, annoying, the smartest man he knew, a princess, a scholar. Well, now Dean could add gorgeous to the list. A magnificently carved chest, ridiculously well-defined shoulders and arms, a narrow waist, perfect hip cuts arrowing to a dark thatch of hair. Long, long legs, as well muscled as the arms. And in the center of the thatch, Jesus, a thick cock that even flaccid was long. The thought that Sam could go into porn flitted through his head. Well, that didn't matter. Sam was an Omega, and by nature would prefer to bottom. Dean could see he was jittery even as he stood. And the flash of shine in between his thighs spoke of the slick that was starting to ooze out of him. The slick that would provide Dean an easy entrance into his brother's ass. Despite himself, Dean could feel his dick swelling. The aphrodisiacs they'd been fed, combined with the undeniable attraction to Sam's beauty, were having their effect on him. Add in the natural pull of an alpha to an omega's heat, and Dean was definitely getting hard. He reached down and gave himself a few strokes, still staring at Sam. I should be repulsed. I should feel sick. And God help me, all I can think about is fucking him and feeling his ass around my cock. He shook his head even as his other hand started playing with his balls. They should just kill me now. But not Sam. Sam doesn't deserve to die. I can do this. I can take care of my brother's needs. And right now, he needs a knot. He moved closer to Sam. His brother was stroking himself too now, his cock filling and lifting as his arousal grew.
Sorry, Dean. Can't help it. I need it now. I can't stop it. Please don't hate me. His voice quavered.
Looking into those hazel eyes, Dean saw unfettered lust mixed with a little fear.
Oh, baby, couldn't ever hate you. It's going to be okay.
The door to the cage opened, and an airbed slid across the floor with a couple of pillows on it. No sheets or blankets, of course. They didn't want their view obstructed. Dean was just grateful he didn't have to fuck his brother on the hard floor.
Come on, Sammy, come lie down. I promise I'm going to make you feel real good, okay?
Shh, shh, sweetheart, let's lie down. Be comfortable. Forget the lights. Just look at me. Look into my eyes.
They settled on the bed, and Dean smoothed Sam's hair, petting it like he had when Sam was a kid.
See how pretty you are? Pretty hair, pretty eyes, pretty mouth. Want to kiss that mouth? Want to taste you? He pressed softly against Sam's mouth, kissing and moving back, then kissing again, and, oh, God, he tastes like goddamn candy, drifted through his mind before desire mounted inside his belly, made him press against Sam's mouth harder, made Dean's tongue lick out over those sweet lips and then slide into his mouth as those lips parted. Sam suddenly kissed him back, urgent, sloppy kisses that trailed over Dean's lips and chin, mouthing up his jaw. Dean was gasping already, panting at the insistence of those kisses, the clear need fueling Sam. Big hands gripped his shoulders and then slid down his back, leaving little hot trails on his skin. They moved back up and then down his front this time, nervous fingers plucking at Dean's nipples, twisting and flicking them. Dean moaned into Sam's mouth, grabbing Sam around the neck and pulling him as close as possible. Chest to chest, they rubbed their bodies against each other, skin hot and moist. Dean's nipples scraped against Sam's, and he thought it was the most exquisite thing he'd ever felt. They toppled onto the bed, writhing against each other, and now their cocks were slipping and sliding together, pulling moans from both men. Sam's slick was smeared all over his thighs, making the friction deliciously smooth. Dean could scent Sam now, his sweet, spicy omega scent that drove Dean crazy. He stuck his hand down and gripped both their dicks, amazed at how they filled his hand as he jerked them in unison.
Stop, Dean. Don't wanna come this way. Get in me, please, get in me. I need your knot so bad. Come on.
Sam pushed Dean away enough that he had room to turn over, propping himself up on his elbows and knees, sticking his ass high in the air. The sight was so hot that Dean just about choked on his lust, tugging his balls hard to avert coming too soon. He knew Sam was right. He'd better get inside his Omega's ass quickly before Dean's knot popped. Lube was not an issue with the amount of slick Sam was now producing, so Dean hastily stuck two fingers in Sam's hole and pumped, quickly adding a third and fucking them in a few more times. Sam was tight, but his walls gave easily around Dean's fingers, and he knew Sam's body was preparing his hole for knotting.
Now, Dean, now, please, please fuck me now, please.
Sam was almost crying, his body vibrating as the throes of his heat shook through him.
Yeah, yeah, God, so hot, Dean babbled. Fuck, Sam, I didn't know what a hot little bitch you are. Here I come, Sammy, here's your knot.
He ran his cock down Sam's ass quickly, rubbing around his hole and then just pushing hard. This was not the time for delicacy. His boy was hurting. And Dean meant to fix him. He knew Sam would be hot, but Christ, this was insane. Sam's channel was scorching and so tight that Dean almost didn't think he'd be able to push in all the way. Sam reached one arm around, grabbed a cheek, and pulled himself open more. Dean sank in all the way, bottoming out and smacking his balls against Sam's wet flesh, making them both groan. Sam panted and muttered incomprehensibly as Dean fucked him, thrusting hard as he held on to Sam's hips. Every other fuck Dean had ever had paled, vanished, ceased to exist compared to Sam. Fleetingly, the thought crossed Dean's mind, how can I ever screw anyone else after this? After this, perfection. After that, there was no time for thoughts. There were no thoughts that weren't Sam. Kissing his back, running his hands over the muscles under that smooth, tan skin, spanking that firm, perky ass, reaming his hot hole over and over, making him moan and pant with every thrust. Sam whimpered, "Now, Dean, now, not me, not me!" His voice was hoarse. Dean gave a final massive thrust and pushed his knot through Sam's hole, thrilling at the sight of Sam stretching to take him in. As soon as he was inside, Sam locked down on his knot, whining and panting hard. Dean could hardly breathe. He knew he was scant moments from coming, so he hastily reached for Sam's dick. It bobbed heavily as he ground against his brother, and Dean found it covered in slick and pre-cum. He bit his lip, trying to control himself as he began jerking Sam off, using a firm grip and flicking his thumb over the slippery head. Sam started a steady keening, his hands clenched, his forehead on the airbed as his hips and ass shook. Dean couldn't hold off anymore. "Sam, I can't. Oh, baby, I'm sorry. I gotta." And then it hit him like a fucking freight train. His cock spasmed almost to the point of pain as he climaxed, shooting a thick stream of spunk inside Sam, his balls trying to climb inside as well. He fell on Sam's back, unable to hold himself up any further, rolling his head on that muscular plane. "Sam, Sam, 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 Sam," he crooned, one hand still working on Sam's dick as the other rubbed tiny circles on his stomach. "Oh," Sam moaned, and then he was coming, spurting white, all over Dean's hand and landing in puddles on the airbed. Dean could feel the strong pulses in his hand holding Sam's cock, and he felt cum ejecting in Sam again. It was so visceral and exciting. Sam half collapsed underneath him, and Dean marshaled enough wherewithal to draw them both onto their sides on the airbed, tucking Sam into him as the little spoon, trying to protect his brother in this most vulnerable of moments. He wished for a blanket, but did what he could with his limbs. Applause broke out, shocking Dean. He picked up his head, looking around. Crap. He'd gotten so lost in the passion between him and Sam that he'd actually forgotten about their audience, their captors. The deep voice spoke from the dark. "Splendid! You did wonderfully! A most arousing scene, and between brothers, even more debauched." The applause died down, replaced by the chatter of voices, punctuated by trills of laughter. The sounds grew fainter, and Dean surmised they were leaving the place. "What happens now? You got what you wanted," he called out angrily, his arms tightening around his sleeping brother. "Yes, it was marvelous. Rest now, and when you awake, you will be free." The bright lights shut off, leaving them in total darkness. Dean heard a door shut, and then they were alone. He wondered for a moment at how the usual protectiveness he felt for Sam had surged. Obviously, they'd been used in a terrible way, but the way he wanted to cover Sam, keep him safe, make sure no one could hurt him as he lay in Dean's arms, seemed odd even to Dean, the biggest of big brothers. He finally shrugged, too tired and fucked out to puzzle more about it. It wasn't until he buried his nose in the nape of Sam's neck, smelling the warmth of his skin and his long hair brushing Dean's face, that it hit him. "Mate,"